Today's shiur will be beginning in Maseches Bava Basra, the bottom part of Pei Hei Omid Beis. Before beginning the shiur, we recommend your printing out the Daf Gemara, and even better, ordering your edition of the Shas Ozer Maseches Bava Basra. Today's shiur begins in the middle of a discussion. We have been discussing the issue of Kelov Shel Lokeach Birshus Mocher, vessels of the purchaser while in the domain of the seller, do they acquire on his behalf or not? We also noted that we have been using triangles in order to navigate in which direction are we going. Namely, with the triangle pointing up, we would be at a point in the Gemara showing that it acquires, that it's kone. With the triangle pointing down, we would be showing that it's not kone. Hence, we are beginning now in the Gemara three lines from the bottom of Pei Hei Amud Beis, we immediately see a triangle pointing downwards. This indicates that it's not kone. And we also notice a section that's framed. The framed section is a Tanaic source. We have chosen in the marking system to distinguish between Tanaic material as opposed to the Gemara material, Amoraic material, by enclosing in frames that which is of a Mishnah or Brisa nature, or those Tanaic sources that are restated as well. We also notice in the space between the Gemara and the Tosfos, in other words, immediately to the right of the Gemara text, a triangle with a Tuf Shin Toshma inside of it, indicating the length of this particular point. This Toshma, which is going to demonstrate Lokona, will take us to the upper part of Pei Vav Omid Aleph. This is called a long marking, whereby you follow the dashed vertical line. All of this section of Gemara is to prove this particular point. Starting in the Gemara, Omar Rovo, Toshma, let us bring a proof that Kelov Shel Lokeach are not Kone. The source begins, Moshach Chamorov Upoalov. A person is purchasing, in this particular case, some grain, and he's drawing the donkeys and workers that have on their backs grain, and the lokeach draws them into his house. Bein posak ad shaloi modad, Bein modad ad shelo posak, whether they agreed on a price but haven't measured out the amount yet, or whether they measured out the amount but have not agreed on a price, shnehem yechoylem lachzor bohen. Both parties, the buyer or the seller, either one can back out, can call off the deal. The reason for this is that the drawing of a person loaded with produce is not a kinyan. That's not called a kinyan meshicha until you would do meshicha on the peros themselves. Continuing in the source, Pirkan, he unloaded the workers from the grain on their back. Vehechnison lesoich beisoi. Posak ad shelo modad, if they agreed on a price but haven't measured out the material yet, but they did agree on the price, ein shneim yecholim lachzer bohen, neither one can back out. With the agreeing on the price, that causes a sense of what's called gemar das, a completion of thought, literally, a sense of complacency and agreement, and hence neither one can back out. however, modad ad shelo pasak, if they measured out the quantity of grain, but they did not agree on a price, shneim yecholim lavzer bohen. Umi dekelov democher birushus loykeach loy kona. From the fact that the vessels of the seller in the rishus, in the domain of the buyer, lo kona, they don't acquire on his behalf. In other words, this has to be stated very carefully. You see here the vessels of the mocher located in the house of the lokeach. And we see here a situation of ein shneim yecholim lachzer bohen, where there's no back out. That means that the vessel of the mocher is kone on behalf of the mocher. We'll take a look at the Rashbam, the halfway down the narrow section. Umi the kelov shel mocher b'rishus lokeach lo kona mocher, klomar she'ein kelov shel mocher me'akev al rishus halokeach liknoisan halokeach. The vessels of the mocher don't prevent the domain of the buyer from the buyer acquiring the contents. Kidekotoni, as it's taught in the source, Pirkon uposak, if they unloaded the vessels with the material in them and they agreed on a price, kona, the deal is clinched. Dekona rishus lokeach kidem medida, the domain of the lokeach acquires even before they measured out the stuff. V'afapi shadayin haperus besoch sakin shel mocher, even though the produce is still in the sacks of the seller. V'kevon dehani rishus lokeach levatel kelov shel mocher. What do we see here? We see that the domain of the buyer is the domain of the buyer is mevatel, is voiding the identity of the seller's vessels, ulehotzion mirshus mocher, and thereby taking the item of purchase from his ownership. Kol shekein v'kol shekein, and all the more so, kelov de lokeach nami birshus mocher yevatel horishus esakli, the vessel of the purchaser in the domain of the seller. What will we be able to say? The domain is mevatel the identity of the vessel. Shelo lehotzion mecheskas hamocher shemuchzuk ben arata. The domain will maintain the status of the item, namely that if it's in the rishus of the mocher, the item being sold was up till now in the seller's rishus, it will continue to be in his rishus. So let us again read this line in the Gemara, the third line from the top. Umi de kelov de mocher b'rishus lokeach lo kona. And as we saw in the source, that the vessels of the seller, when in the domain of the lokeach, lo kona, what does that mean, lo kona? Don't acquire on behalf of the seller. In other words, the vessels don't maintain the items as owned by the seller. We can say it in other terms, that the kli is not mevatel the rishus, but rather the opposite, like we saw in the Rashbam, the rishus is mevatel the kli. So, being that is the case, kelov de lokeach nami b'rishus mocher loy kono, vessels of the lokeach, of the purchaser, in the domain of the seller, the vessels don't acquire, by virtue of the rule that we're saying, that the domain is mevatel, voids the vessel, and not the other way around. As you can see, this is the end of the long point, the long Toshma, and As such, as this being the end of the long Toshma, we see an apparent conclusion to the question, namely, Kelov shel lokeach b'rishus mocher lo ikona. And that's why, notice, we've dashed, underlined the expression lo kona as well. The Gemara rejects this as being conclusive. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok b'shesh shofchon. The case here is where the items were spilled out onto the floor of the lokeach. There are no kelim of the mocher in question. And as if you accept this, then we're showing you that the case here doesn't address our question. Our question was dealing with vessels and the contents thereof. No, we're not talking about vessels now. We're talking about a case where sheshofchan, the produce was spilled onto the floor of the lokeach. And in such a case, the lokeach will acquire. However, if they were dealing with vessels of the mocher, I don't know, maybe they wouldn't be acquired by the lokeach, even though they're in his rishus. Rava doesn't appreciate this particular rejection. Ikpad Rava. Rava was upset. Midi shavchan katani, pirkan katani. Does it say in the source spilled out? It doesn't say that. It says unloaded. And then the connotation of something being unloaded would mean unloaded in its bundles, in its sacks. Namely, that we are talking about a case of kelim, of vessels. Elo Omar Mor Bar Rav Ashi. Bimis Akli Detumi. In effect, he defends Rav Nachman's approach, where the case here are talking about bundles of garlic. These are things, it's a type of produce that's not stored in sacks. Once again, though, if you're talking about non-sacks, and rather produce directly on the ground, we have a source here that doesn't deal with our topic in question, namely vessels. Omale huna bre demar zutra le ravina michti pirkan katani. The source describes a transaction whereby the material was unloaded. Mali posak umali lo posak. Why does the issue of agreeing on a price make a difference? Omale, posak samcha daite. If there was an agreement on price, then there's a sense of samcha daite, smichus das, which means agreement, consent. Lo posak, if however there was no agreement regarding price, lo samcha daite. So then, even though the item might have been unloaded and in the domain of the purchaser, but they didn't agree on a price yet, hence we can't say that the deal is clinched because of this phenomenon known as lo samcha daite. We don't have the feeling of comfort, complacency, and agreement. What about our question? The Gemara continues. Omale Ravina Ravashi. Toshma. We're going to try to bring a proof that Kelov Shel Lokeach Birshus Mocher does acquire. The source, the Gemara, this is not a Tanaic source, even though it's introduced by Toshma. The Ravu Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, these two very great scholars, Rav and Shmuel, hence they, being that they were so great, they're being brought as a source to prove our question. They say, Kelov shel adam koine loy b'chol mokoim. A person's vessels acquire on his behalf wherever. So this idea of b'chol mokoim lasuye mai, what is that coming to include? Lav lasuye reshus mocher. Are we not coming to include even in the domain of the mocher? Namely, if the purchaser has his vessels and he brings them into the house, into the domain of the seller, and the seller fills it up, the purchaser acquires. The Gemara rejects this as well. Hasam, that case, the case of Rav and Shmuel, where the Kelov Shalom Akurnu L'Bechol Mokom, the Omar Leh, it's talking about a case where the Mocher said explicitly, Zil Kni, go and acquire. with specific instructions like that, then we can understand that the purchaser acquires, even though it's in the domain of the seller. The Gemara's question about a stam case where there isn't a specific instruction on the part of the seller, that remains unresolved. You notice a slash mark. This indicates that the ensuing Gemara is of no relationship, no connection in terms of logical thought to that which we learned up till this point. Hence we have a new topic. The topic heading we have included on the outside margin of the marked Gemara editions, and we entitle them as Nosei, topic. Here we've written in Darkei Kinyon, methods of acquisition, Le Karkois, and two, Metaltalin, for acquiring landed property, sometimes referred to by the expression of Nechosim Shiyeshlem Achrayis, and Metaplin portables, which also can be referred to by the term of Nechosim She'ein Lohem Achrayis. The Gemara continues. Tanan Hosim. We have a Tanaic source, and once again you see a framed section. Nechosim Aleph She'yesh Lohem Achrayis. These are properties that last forever, like as in the case of land. Niknin Bekesef Ubishtar Ubechazoka. The method of acquiring Nechosim Sheishel Machrayas is through cash payment, through a document, or through demonstration of ownership, known as Chazoka. V'she'ein lohem Achrayas, portables, ein niknin ela b'meshicha. The method of acquiring them, and according to this source, the only method of acquiring them, is through drawing them. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a bracketed section. The length of the bracketed section is indicated by the dashed, dotted vertical line between the Gemara and the Rashbam commentary. The purpose of these bracketed lines is described by the asterisk comment to the inside margin, where it has been written, Sograyim l'shem dilug. The brackets are for the purpose of skipping, l'shmor al retzef hakriya, in order to preserve the flow for reading benefit. B'soich ha-sograyim, yesh shnei lishonos al mi omar lo shono. There will be two opinions as to who is the author of that which appears after the brackets. So, as we go on in the Gemara, let's first skip the bracketed section, and we'll come back to that later. Loi shanu, the idea that was taught in the source that you have to use meshicha, that only meshicha works, that is taught only lo shanu elo dvarim she'ein darkam lahagbia. That is referring to items that it's not customary to raise them, usually because they're large or difficult to pick them up. Avol dvarim she'darkam lahagbia. Items that are customarily picked up, the hagbah in the meshicha loy, their method of acquisition is through raising them through hagbah and not through meshicha. We've dashed underlined the expression b'meshicha loy because this will be the focal point of the Gemara that follows. However, we have a bracketed section that we must read. As we said, that which is contained in the bracketed section represents there will be two opinions as to who authored the expression that appeared right after lo shanu ella, the qualifying expression. Inside the brackets now, besura masnu la laha shmaitza mishmei derav chizda. In the surah community in Bovel, in the surah yeshiva, they said that the later teaching is something that was taught by Rav Chisda. But Pumbedisa masnu lo mishmei de Rav Kana v'amri lo mishmei de Rava. In Pumbedisa, they have a different opinion, and there they say that the ensuing comment was authored by Rav Kana, or some say by Rava. And that comment being lo shanu elo dvarim shein darkon lagbia. The idea that you need to have meshicha, drawing it, to acquire the item. That's only things that are not customarily picked up. Avol dvorim shedarkon lagbia, things that are customarily raised, picked up, bagbo in, the method of acquiring them is through picking them up, b'meshicha lo, and not through drawing them. Let's glance at the topic heading that appears on the outside margin, the nosei, dvorim shedarkon behagbo. Those items that are customarily picked up, einom niknim b'mishicha, are not acquired through drawing. After that, that topic heading, there's also a mivneh, a structural note. The structural notes that appear in the marked editions are designed to serve as a key to explain what the geometric forms will be doing in the course of the Gemara. In this case, there is a little house form. They will be kushyos al haiklal, will be questions on the principle that was just taught. Namely, we just taught that things that are customarily picked up are not acquired through drawing. We're going to call that into question along the way. The Gemara continues. Yosef Abaye v'komar loho shmaitza. Abaye was sitting and said over this particular rule, the rule that Bagbo in b'mishichalo, things that are customarily raised or customarily picked up, one cannot acquire them through mishicha. Esve Rav Ado bar Matona le'abaye. Rav Ado raises an objection from a Tanaic source. This Tanaic source will be dealing with an issue of Hilchus Shabbos in the context of a thief who is stealing a purse or a pouch of money. The Hilchus Shabbos concern is one of Hoitzah Mirishus Lirishus, the prohibition of transferring from one domain to another, from a private domain to a public domain, or vice versa. There is a rule that says that when one violates two precepts at one time, one being a more severe violation and the other one being a lesser violation, punishment is meted out only for the more serious violation. The term that's often used is kom lei b'derabba mine. The two violations that we're going to be dealing with in this source involve, one, theft and the need to repay for that which is stolen, and the second one is a Shabbos violation. Shabbos violation is considered a more severe form of violation because as it carries with it a death penalty. The following source. Hagoinev kis b'Shabbos chayev. One who steals a purse of money on Shabbos is chayev to pay, even though he's doing this on Shabbos. Shekvar nischayev beginevo kodem shiavo lidei iser Shabbos. Because the violation of theft is not simultaneous with the violation of Shabbos, but rather the theft violation is taking place before. At what point? At the point he picked it up. He picked up the pouch. Now the pouch was, at the time it was picked up, was still in the private domain, and hence there's no Shabbos violation at the point the theft was committed. The theft being committed at the point the thief picks up the vessel. If the thief dragged the item on the ground without picking it up on his way out, potur, he'll be exempt from theft, from the need to pay for the theft. Sharei Isur Shabbos v'Geneva Boyim Keachod, because in this particular case where he's dragging it out, the Shabbos violation and the theft violation are happening simultaneously. Namely, at what point is the theft committed? At the point it leaves the domain of the owner. And at what point is the Shabbos violation taking place? At that very same time. And we apply the principle of kom lei b'derabba mine. The source ends at this point, and the Gemara comments. Varei kis de bar hagbohu, a wallet, a purse, is something that's customarily picked up. Vafilu hachi koni b'mishicha. And even so, we see acquisition taking place through its being drawn, in the case, this case, drawn out of the house. This is a problem for the principle that was taught before. Namely, things that are customarily picked up are not acquired through Mashiach. Here we see an item that's customarily picked up, and yet Mashiach does work as a form of kinyan. Notice how we've dashed, underlined the expression, koni b'mashiach. This is to be contrasted with the previous dashed underline, where it said, b'mashiach loy. Omale, Abaye says, b'misna. He says something that's a very terse comment. He says, we're talking about straps. The Rashbam comments, Omarle b'misno, kach heshivo stam. Thusly, Abaye responded, as we said, in a terse fashion, without explanation, v'sofo Rav Ado dekis kotanhu. Rav Ado thought that it was a small purse with straps. V'toma al tiruzen, he couldn't understand this answer. V'omarle ano nami misno kamin aloch. I too was referring to straps. The afagav, the iko be misno, darko lahagvio, who, even though it has straps, it's like a handbag, a pocketbook. It has straps to it. Nevertheless, it's customarily picked up. So, how have you helped the situation? Let's see this inside. Ano nami, says Rav Ado, I too, b'misna ko'amino, I too was speaking about Rav Ado brought in the case, the source, the Shabbos source, with the gonev kiss b'Shabbos. I too was understanding it as a small purse with straps. And even so, Mashiach is kona, the dragging out did in effect form a type of acquisition, in this case for the thief. Amale, Abai says, no, you didn't understand me. The midi de boy misna, the purse referred to in Masechesh, in the case of the Gonev Kis B'Shabbos, was a type of purse or pouch that needs straps. Namely, a very large item that you can't pick up. Something that needs straps, and that's the only way to move it around. So, if that be the case, then the question falls away. The source was not dealing with something that is customarily picked up. It's talking about some very large sack that you need straps in order to drag it around. Toshma. Once again, we will be raising a question on the principle that was stated before. The Tanaic source says, Birshus mocher lo kono ad shiagbieno o ad shiotzieno birshuso. This was taken from a Tanaic source that we had seen on Pei Hei Omid Aleph, that items that are in the domain of a seller are not acquired by the buyer until they're either picked up or yotzieno mirshuso, they're drawn out of the seller's domain. In one word, mashicha. What do we see? Alma, midi debar hagbo, something that's light, something that is customarily picked up. I boy b'hagbo koni lei, v'i boy b'mashicha koni lei. If he should so desire, he can acquire it through picking up. Or, if he should so desire, he can acquire it through drawing it. Notice, with our markings, what we have accomplished. We've dashed, underlined, the expressions midi debar hagbo, something that's small. And we've also dashed, underlined, i boy b'mashicha koni, that mashicha works on something that's a bar hagbo. That's a direct question on the principle that had been stated earlier. That being, things that are bar hagbo, mashicha does not work. Here we see something that's a bar hagbo, mashicha does work. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, litz dodin kotani. Don't understand this source as one continuous comment, but rather as two separate cases, as follows. Midi de bar hagbo, b'hagbo, something that's small, that's customarily picked up, one acquires it through picking it up, even if it happens to be in the rishus of the mocher, hagbo will work. Midi de bar mashicha, b'mashicha, however, something that's large, that's customarily drawn, and That's the only way it's moved around, by Meshicha. Then Meshicha. Then Meshicha is the method of acquiring. Toshma. Once again, we raise a question on the principle. This is from the Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Hamocher peros lechavero, moshach velo modad, koni. That one who's selling fruit to his friend, when the lokeach draws the fruits, even if it hasn't been measured out, he acquires. V'ha peros de b'nei hagbo ninu. Peros are customarily picked up. V'kotoni de koni b'meshicha. And we see from here that meshicha is a method of acquisition. It's said here, moshach, and it's koni. Notice with our markings again how we've dashed underlined the key expressions. We have underlined here the b'nei hagbo, something that's usually picked up. Koni b'meshicha. That is a problem for the principle that we had stated earlier. The Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskinon, b'shlifi ravervi. The peros spoken about here are large stalks, large bundles that are not customarily picked up. Ihachi ema seifa. Well, if you're going to say that the Tanaic source is dealing with shlifi ravavi, let's analyze that through the latter part of the source. Alokeach pishton mechavero, one who is acquiring flax from his friend. Hare ze lo kona ad shi taltalenu mimokoim ze lamokoim acher. The Rabbeinu Gershom explains that the expression ad shi taltalenu means ad shi yagbenu, until he picks it up. Otu pishton b'shlifi ravervi mi lo avdi. Is it so that pishton does not appear, doesn't come in large bundles? What do we see here? We see here pishton, which definitely can come in large bundles, at least as to what we think right now. And it says that the acquisition does not take place ad shitaltalenu, until you pick it up. Wow, what about our rules? Our rules said that if it's something that's large, then meshicha is the method of acquisition. Why over here is it teaching something large and hagbo is necessary? The Gemara answers, shiny pishton de mishtamit. Pishton flax is different than other items. It seems to be slippery. These pishton stalks, the flax stalks, will slip one away from the other, and hence they don't make large bundles of flax stalks. Oh, if that be the case, you're dealing with something that's not large. If it's not large, not weighty and large, therefore, of course, hagbo is necessary. Omale Ravina Laravashi Toshma. We bring another Tanaic source. And once again, we know from the geometric form here that we're encountering another question. We'd indicated that the house form in this particular sugya represents questions on the principle. The principle had been that things that are customarily picked up, one does not acquire through meshicha. What are we going to see here? If we just glance a little bit ahead in the Gemara and take advantage of the markings and the dashed underlining, we're going to see something that's a bar hagbo, something that's customarily picked up, the koni b'meshicha, that is acquired through drawing. Hence a question on our principle. Let's see it inside now. Toshma, behemo gaso, niknes b'mesira. Large animals are acquired through a method of kinyan called mesira, handing over. V'hadaka, v'hagbo, divirbi meir, v'rbi shimon ben alozar. V'chachomim omrim, behemo daka, b'meshicha. The Gemara points out, v'ha behema daka, small animals, debar hagbo hi, they are easily picked up, v'kotani dekoni b'meshicha. And yet the Rabbonin say at the end of the source that meshicha is the method of acquiring them. well, but if they're bar hagbah according to our rule, then you have to use hagbah, raising, and not drawing. Gemara says, shiny behema. Behema, even small behemas are different. They may be small, but they're not easily picked up. The sarcha, they have a tendency of wedging their hooves, their nails into the ground, thereby making it very difficult to pick them up. And as a result of that, the derech of acquiring them is through mashicha. We see here a slash in the Gemara. This indicates that the ensuing Gemara is a new train of thought. Before we go on in the Gemara, let's take advantage of the topic heading and structural note that we notice on the outside margin. Nosei Mivneh. The triangle form that we'll see in the Gemara that follows are Kushyos Alho Diomu Rav Ushmuel. They will be challenges to the din of Rav and Shmuel, who open up this particular Gemara. They say, if a seller announces, Kur b'shloishim ani mocher loch, yochol lachser boy afilu b'so achrona. Rav and Shmuel say that if a seller says, I'm going to be selling you a kur, which is a large measure of produce, I'm selling you a kur for 30 pieces of money. The mocher, the seller, can back out up till the very end, up till the so achrona. Let's see this in the Gemara now. Rav Ushmuel de Amitravayu, kur b'shloishim ani mocher loch, yochol lachzer boy afilu b'so achrona. The seller can back out up till the very last saw, which is there are 30 saw in a kur, the saw being a sub measure of a kur. This mocher, as far as we can see from his comment, this mocher is interested in selling a complete kur, not a subdivision thereof. However, let us say this seller says something slightly different. Kur b'shloshim, so b'sela ani mocher loch. I intend to sell you a full kur. However, let it be known that the sa'im that make up this kur, each saw is worth one sela. We mentioned before that there are 30 saw in a kur. Hence, if the kur is 30, then each saw will cost one unit of money. If he speaks thusly, namely, kur b'shloshim saw b'salei mocher loch, rishoin rishoin kona, each saw is viewed as a separate sale. What do we see from this? We see then a possibility of a sale being concluded in subdivisions. Toshma. We mentioned in our key earlier that the triangles represent challenges to the din of Rav Shmuel. We have a Tanaic source from that which we saw on Pei Hei Omer Aleph. Im hoisa mida shel echod mehen, if the vessel belonged to one of them, either the buyer or the seller. Let us use as an example the buyer's vessel. We have a buyer's vessel, rishon rishon kona, v'afagav de lo nismalo hamida, that every small amount that's deposited in the vessel, the buyer acquires, even though the measure, the vessel, wasn't filled up yet. Now, there's a certain presumption over here, and we've written that in between the lines, that the fellow had said a complete amount without mentioning the subdivisions. Namely, he said, using the example we had before, kur b'shloshim ani mocher loch. And what does the source say, if you make that assumption? It says, Rishon Kona, that every subdivision that's of amount, sub-amount that's placed in, the buyer thereby acquires it, even though the vessel is not filled up with the entire amount. The Gemara rejects this. Hacha b'mayaskinan. This source is talking about the following. Kegoin de Omar le, hin b'shnei mosor sleim, lug b'sela ani mochelach. A seller is saying, I'm going to be selling you a hin for 12 sela. Sela is a type of coin. A hin has 12 lug in it. So he says, I'm selling you a hin of juice, and I'm selling you the hin for 12 sela, and I'm also pointing out that each lug will cost you 1 sela. Uchid Omar Rav Kana Shinsos Hayu Behin. One can see an illustration in the Pirush Chai, a book of illustrations that we have been using while learning Maseches Bava Basra, authored by Rav Chaim Porush. The Gemara here is saying that how is it that the vessel acquires... We're talking about a case, as is illustrated in illustration 664 and also 665. The vessel had lines etched onto it at different heights, indicating the different measures of material that were placed in as you were going along while filling up the vessel. So, being that that's the case where the seller said, I'm selling you a hin b'shneimos or sloyim lug b'sela, he mentions the general amount and the sub amount, and we're using a vessel that has demarcations of the sub amounts. With that, I can understand why it says in the source, Rishon Kona. We see another triangle, but in order to be able to complete the train of thought as represented by the next triangle, we'll have to take that upon ourselves during the next shiur. With that having been said, this ends the shiur for today.